Then God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moria. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you. Genesis 22:2. The Sacrifice of Isaac is a painting by Jacopo da Ampoli, otherwise known as Jacopo Chimanti. He was born on April 30, 1551 in Empoli, Italy, and died on September 30, 1640 in Florence, Italy. He created this amazing piece with oil paint on canvas. Some people may ask, why do you use oil paints? Well, the answer is very simple. Oil paints last longer and are brighter than tempura in watercolor. The painting depicts Abraham about to sacrifice his only son Isaac to God to prove his devotion to him. This painting is very interesting in the way it portrays the sacrifice. The painting is very complex, with lots of detail that seems superficial at first, but still contain importance when you look closer. For instance, many people might not pay attention to the sky, but this is one of the first things that caught my eye. It's dark and very oppressive and gives a sense of drama to the scene. You also notice an angel in the corner, seemingly attempting to stop Abraham from bringing the knife down and killing Isaac. You'll still see a ram on the side, head peeking out from the trees, looking upon it all. There are some people that appear like farmers, very tiny in the background. When you see Abraham's face, you see desperation, insanity, and a bit of regret for what he thinks he's about to do. On Isaac's face, you see a little sorrow and some sadness, but absolutely no rage at all in reaction to what his father's about to do. Abraham is looking up at God, possibly to confirm the slaughter. The entire scene added together to deliver an awe-inspiring piece of art illustrating an important moment in biblical history. This painting adds a great visual to the description of events given in the Bible. My opinion of this piece and the Bible stories surrounding it is mixed. I realize it must have been incredibly difficult for Abraham to decide whether to listen to God and sacrifice his only son, but so great was his devotion to him that he would kill his own son in order to appease God. I picked this piece not only because of its size or beauty, but because of what it makes me think about in relation to life. However, everything turned out well as Abraham killed the ram in place of Isaac. Isaac eventually became the father of Israel. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Genesis 22:15. Thanks, this has been Cole C. DeButtar with another Bulldog podcast, courtesy of the Spencer Museum of Art.